the radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to a third of the world's food? It goes to waste. But here's a dish. You can change that. Step one, give your fridge some love. Keep leftovers visible and labeled to prevent them from turning into science experiments. Step two, be a meal planning guru. Plan your meal, shop smart, and buy only what you need. Step three, don't judge food by its cover. Those slightly bruised apples and wonky carrots are still yummy and perfect for soups, smoothies, and snacks. Step four, unleash your inner chef. Get creative with pantry odds and ends. They can turn into culinary masterpieces. So, let's flip the script on food waste. It's your chance to save money, reduce your carbon footprint, and make our planet greener. Remember, one person's scraps can be another's gourmet delight. Chop, dice, and sauté your way to a tastier future. This message has been brought to you by the Green Thumb Chefs at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
DJ Reddish!
Sick beats!
Wicked sick!
Hello, happy Wednesday, everybody. It is 4:01 p.m. and you're tuned into WRUV. This is Sick Beats and I'm DJ Radish. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a really nice playlist. I started by listening to some WRUV reviews and I really liked this one song from Babe Rainbow's new album. And I'll play that song a little bit later for you, but it just inspired this whole set of, like, super weird and silly psychedelic pop. And I'm just really excited. I think it's always good. And the weather's so nice today that it just feels right to be listening to silly, funky music. So I'm feeling great about that. I hope everyone's having a really nice day. And I hope you get to take this time to just relax and enjoy some good music. So, up first, we are going to hear Instant Destiny from Tame Impala.
We'll be right back.
We just heard Shuggy by Foxy Jen. Ahead of that one was Champagne Coast by Blood Orange. I have been so obsessed with Blood Orange recently. I can't stop listening. I also can't believe that that song is from 2011, because why wasn't I listening to it in 2011? Maybe other people were. I personally wasn't, and I wish I have had more time with the song. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'll have the future, but it's just so good. Anyway, ahead of that we heard Uncharted Waters. That one was by Gum and Ambrose Kenny Smith. And up first was Instant Destiny from Tame Impala's new album. Not new. It's so old now. It's from 2020. Feels new. But that's... it's neither here nor there. I'm feeling a little bit off right now because I'm having some craft issues. If you've ever listened to Sick Beats, you know I'm always doing crafts, mostly in the studio, but like all the time. And I always bring my crochet stuff, and I'm sitting here making a granny square, and I just ran out of yarn, and we're only 4 songs into the set, so I'm feeling very upset about that. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do. So I guess I'll just really focus in on the music. But that's okay. That's great. I think the part that makes it difficult is that last night I also had a craft conundrum, because me and my roommate thought it would be great to make some candles. We were like, that's a really nice, like, relaxing, fun craft, right? And then it turned extremely messy. It's very hard to get wax off of things once it hardens, and we ended up with many pieces of silverware coated in wax. So and then one of the candles didn't harden, and so that felt like a bit of a letdown. But in the end, they did turn out beautiful in the end. Like the crafting, it always works out, but you know, I am having some issues today, and I'm just going to keep meditating on that while we listen to this next part of the set. And speaking of the next part of the set, these are the best 4 songs in the entire selection today. So if you are still with me, if you're still tuning in, first of all, thank you. And just try and really appreciate these, because they're really good. Okay, this is What is Ashwagandha by Babe Rainbow.
P.A., thank you very much indeed for being with us this morning. I'd like to start by possibly investigating a point of view that I think many, many of our listeners will be a little bit hazy about. That top song will tune us forever.
See if we can persuade the powers that be and the mills to put in the city forest.
Thank you. Something's terrorized my psyche to get eaten. Lately you're the only human I believe in.
I suffer from a step to find the kingdom, find the king.
That track was Persistence by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Ahead of that, we heard Stella the Begonia by Rubble Bucket. Second, we will commit Wolf Murder by Of Montreal. And up first, What is Ashwagandha by Babe Rainbow. Hope you guys are enjoying the set so far. I know I am having a really good time, even though I can't do my crafts. That's okay. Hopefully you enjoyed those last songs. Those are some of my favorites. I keep going back to that album by Rubble Bucket, The Year of the Banana. I didn't listen to it a ton when it came out, and then every time I go to make a playlist for Sick Beats, I just keep coming back to it and keep picking new songs that I love. There's something so unique about that band, and maybe there's not. If there's not, send me all the bands like them, but I feel like there's just a energy that I haven't seen before. We've only got a couple more songs left. If anyone wants to send in a request, I'd be happy to play a request for these last couple minutes. So if you want to do that, you can go to wruv.org and chat with the DJ, or you can call in 802-656-4399 and let me know. But for now, we're going to hear How Can You Really by Foxy Jen.
Stop.
That track was Catch These Fists, a new song from Wet Leg. Thank you so much to the listener who requested that. They also said their new album is released on July 11th, which is so exciting. I love Wet Leg. That was awesome. That was the first time I heard that song. And ahead of that, another one from Year of the Banana was Moving Without Touching by Rubble Bucket. Up first, we all heard How Can You Really by Foxy Jen. This set has been so much fun to listen to. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll be back next Wednesday from 4 to 5 again. Usually Wednesdays, if you stay tuned in, we have Exposure from 6 to 8 p.m. Unfortunately, I believe it is canceled for today, but that's always a great time. We have local bands play here in the station, and you should always tune in for that. But we'll have other great DJs later today. And for now, we're going to listen to a quick public service announcement, and then I have one more track, and then I'll be on my way. But thank you for tuning in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington and supporting your better alternative.
I think we can all agree that the internet is a powerful thing. But as someone once said in some movie one time, with great power comes great responsibility. And in this age of information overload, it's important to remember to not become too dependent on the internet. Information that we consume on the internet is easily forgotten because we know that we can simply look it up again. So, for your memory's sake, try using other sources such as books or periodicals. In fact, I challenge you to write your next research paper without using the internet and see if you retain the information better. Just some food for thought from your friends here at WRUV FM Burlington.
All right, and last song is Mr. Number One. This is by Long Island Railroad Smushy and Ryan Gebhardt. Thank you so much, everybody, and have an awesome night.
Stay in bed all day. You don't have to. That's just what makes you real thing.